is Retirement Talk. I'm Dal Lowry. I've entitled this episode, Being Alone in Retirement. My friend Dale sits at a sidewalk cafe every day. He reads, drinks coffee, and minds his own business. He's a loner. He dines alone, lives alone, and is also dying of cancer alone. The restaurant gave him a special cup with VIP written on it. Coffee is free every day. Compliments of a kind restaurant owner. It has been this way for 19 months, ever since he was diagnosed with asbestosis. His childhood home was 20 miles from an asbestos plant in Waukegan, Illinois. Wind blew the invisible particles his way. Only recently, the doctors gave him not more than 6 months to live. Hospice came on board. The 6 months have evolved into 19 months. He continues to hang on. He goes to the gym 3 days a week. He goes for walks every morning along the coast. He sits on benches and gazes quietly out at the seaside. He moves silently among us. He lives in social isolation. Always has. Social isolation is a major problem for retired people. We can lose all emotional contact with others. We lose people to care about. Our phone never rings. We sit at home alone, perhaps get a dog, a cat, or a bird. According to a recently published book, it is our major problem in retirement. When work life ends, many of us are relegated to a role where we are not required to socialize with others. We retreat. We pull back. We have no claim to fame. We see ourselves as having no worth to society. Slowly, some of us fade away. Not a pretty picture. Now, Dale is retired. He did retire early, perhaps 15 years ago. He likes to read, and that is what he's done. That and lift weights. As I said, he likes to walk, sit by the water, and drink coffee. He has chosen to not watch television. He doesn't have one. He doesn't like noise. He doesn't like to listen to the radio. He doesn't listen to music. He listens to the sounds of the sea. He has a disc of ocean wave sounds. When he was a child, his mother placed him in a crib in the kitchen and never picked him up, never hugged him, never kissed him, never showed any sign of affection. I have since read that this was the accepted method of child rearing at the time. Parents tried to do their best. They wanted to raise independent children. Some experts said that every hug, every kiss, every sign of affection weakens the child. To raise independent adults, parents needed to foster independent children. Dale is one of the end products. Social isolation became a way of life. Being alone became a way of life. It may seem sad to some, me for example, but I'm not sure. He is accepting. After being given just a short time to live, he has continued in his ways. We were having Dale over for dinner one night a week for many months since his medical assessment. As a matter of fact, he's coming over again tomorrow night. Then he had a conflict on the night of our usual invitation. They have since become less frequent. I think the obligation of a routine dinner invitation was a bit of a strain on his habits. He never joined any groups or causes. He never took part in any community projects. No church, no clubs, nothing. Dale is a Stanford graduate, good listener, bright guy. People like Dale, but there's a wall. Emotional contact is absent. Social isolation is something most of us resist. We don't like to be alone. We like to share a meal. We like to share a story. We like to share our lives. However, some people choose differently, or at least live their life without these emotional bonds. Reasons for why we are like what we are may remain a secret from all, including ourselves. My dad used to insist that I get up off the couch and do something with my life. He didn't give directions as to where I was to go or what I was to do. He just insisted that I go somewhere and do something. It stuck. I still have to get up and get out. And my dad never read books on child rearing, philosophy, or psychology. His childhood was lived on a farm in the Midwest during the Depression. He knew the value of work and the value of putting yourself forward. I was lucky. We all have to battle that inner sense of isolation and the fact that we are each born and die alone. We strive to mitigate the condition. Family and friends serve the purpose, then they drop away. We may be left to be the last leaf upon the tree. P.S. Dale has since died. A group of eight of us gathered on Taylor Street Dock and scattered his ashes into the bay. A bouquet of flowers followed. We watched as they silently drifted into eternity. This is Retirement Talk. If you have questions, comments, or suggestions, contact Dale at retirementtalk.org.